People who live in political battleground states were bombarded last year by TV attack ads. They came from groups with vague names like Citizens for Strength and Security. Who's against that? And Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies. Organizations that advocate transparency in political campaigns are still looking for a way to make public the sources of money behind those ads. One of the organizations will today ask the Federal Communications Commission to impose new rules. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The proposed rules would by no means expose all of the wallets that open every election year to finance ads. But they would catch the funders of an ad like this one, which ran against Democratic incumbent Peter DeFazio in Oregon.
Politicians Nancy Pelosi and Peter DeFazio made a mess of our economy. Their policies aren't working. It's time for change. Art Robinson.
The ad had the usual disclaimer.
Concerned Taxpayers of America is responsible for the content of this advertising.
But it turned out that Concerned Taxpayers was a million-dollar front group financed by just two guys, a Maryland businessman and the head of a New York hedge fund. Andrew Schwartzman, policy director at the Media Access Project, says those two donors should have been named in the disclaimer. He says federal communications law has been clear on this point since 1934, but it's getting misinterpreted. Over the years, the Federal Communications Commission came to define sponsorship as editorial control. Schwartzman says the defining element should be the hard dollars.
Broadcasters are already under an obligation to use reasonable diligence to identify the sponsor. It's just that the current rules don't require the sponsor to be identified in terms of who is writing the check.
Today, Schwartzman plans to ask the FCC to amend its regulations. He's likely to find some sympathy on the five-member commission. In a speech last December, Democratic Commissioner Michael Copps noted the FCC requires disclosure of paid product placements in TV shows.
And that's fine, and I favor that, but shouldn't we be even more concerned when unidentified groups with off-screen agendas are attempting to buy election outcomes?
Political disclosure usually is regarded as a matter of election law, something to be regulated by the Federal Election Commission, or in some cases by the Internal Revenue Service. But last year, Republicans in Congress blocked passage of a big disclosure law. And Schwartzman says the FCC has an indisputable role anyway, based on its own responsibilities.
These rules are designed to address individuals or corporations substantially funding a campaign and using the name of a front group to hide their involvement.
New rules would do that by telling broadcasters they must identify any source supplying 10% of a group's financing. That wouldn't touch the largest outside money groups, such as the American Future Fund and American Action Network. That's because they have so many donors, no single source would hit the 10% mark. There's also a chance the FCC will just tell Schwartzman to take a hike. Craig Engel says the climate is all wrong for any big changes. He's a campaign finance lawyer who helped run several outside money groups last year.
I would be surprised if there could be any regulatory attempt to expand the content of disclaimers under current law.
And if you think getting a ruling from the FCC is hard, you should try changing current law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.